Well, good morning. It is 6:21 a.m. on Saturday. April 8th, 2023. 46 degrees, which bugs. Which is almost 8 degrees Celsius. 83% humidity. As I commence my stroll along the Willamette River, which winds its way through Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon. Wow. Welcome to the River Cast, y'all. I continue to be astonished and delighted at where I have found myself. I just... My life up to this point, with the exception of a long pause while married to Terry, prior to that, was, you see, back when people used address books, they stopped using the actual address book for my address. They just use a post-it note. Because every few years, moving on. From one place to another, one address to another, one town to another. And that's not to say that's not going to happen again. But, you know, Chicago and now Portland, both of those places, for whatever reason, just really capture my heart, capture my imagination. And this place is just, it's a city, but it's smallish as cities go. And the community is so creative and diverse and weird and out there. And so far, the weather's been very pleasant. So, spring's taken sweet time to assert itself temperature-wise, but that's okay. I can be patient. So, generally don't carry over topics of conversation from one morning cast to another, but I want further revelations on the closing concepts of Dave wanting to care for people. And so I got home, posted the episode, and then there was a Facebook memory of the deck of my house in Spring Hill, Tennessee. And it was the Deck of Dreams, and had been built to be this awesome dinner on the patio conversation, blah, blah, blah. And when Terry got sick, that shifted. So it got me thinking, seeing that picture and then working through that aspect of things got me thinking about those years caring for Terry. And I realized that I thought that's what I was bringing to the table with my relationships, with my romantic relationships, was my ability to care for someone. That was my value in the relationship. I know. It makes, that's, yeah. But, I mean, I'm sure Muse got tired of hearing me ask, why are you with me? What is it that you see in me? Because clearly Muse didn't need to be taken care of, and Alice certainly doesn't need to be taken care of. Neither of these people are in need of someone to care for them. They are strong, fiercely independent human beings who can take care of their own damn selves. Grown-ass adults, as they say. So my subconscious mind was floundering, and consequently feelings of inadequacy and uncertainty. It's like, why are you with me? Why are you interested in me? You know, beyond just platonic coffees or Zoom calls or whatever. So, good morning. Now, I don't know what to do with that revelation. I don't know. You know, I guess the next thing is to accept trust Muse and Allie that they know their own head, and the fact that they're with me is not a gesture of pity or idle curiosity or what have you. And the bigger step is to accept that I am perfectly worthy to be with these people romantically. That I don't have to be a caregiver in order to be a valuable and desired partner. So that was big revelations, baby. That was, you know, it's not like I'm a humble person. I'm fairly cogent of my worth in all things except apparently romance, which, and again, I don't have a lot of experience in that arena. So, arena, interesting metaphor, Dave. Tell me about your mother. No. yeah. So now at least I understand some of what's going on there. And that's a good way to start a weekend, right? So, and then last night, Steel Bridge. It's not iron, it's steel. Steel Bridge. Bink. There we go. Last night, I had dinner at a friend's house. A family dinner. I was just a guest at the table. And this was one of my friends that I met at the coffee socials, Benjamin, and his partner, Min. Benjamin's got a passel o' kids. And much like Benjamin, they are very outspoken, very articulate, incredibly smart. Holy crap. Sharp. And just an intriguing family. And it was a lovely evening. Great conversation. All the kids, I think the youngest kid was like 14, 15, thereabouts. I'm a lousy judge of youth age. But that's what I'd put her at, you know, certainly emotionally anyway. But, so lively conversation around the table. And afterwards, you know, I don't know a lot about Benjamin, but, of course, great opportunity to get caught up on both sides. Like I was talking about, sharing your material, stories that you've told 100 times that these people haven't heard yet. Yes, awesomeness. And Benjamin has some ideas for a podcast that he wants to put together. And you understand, Benjamin negotiates multi-million dollar contracts in, oh God, natural energy, environmental energy. Crap. Benjamin, if you're listening, I'm sorry. My brain. I haven't had enough caffeine. And he's kind of, it's kind of a big deal in that arena. He's already got a significant following. He does a lot of work offering classes for managers in that industry. He's brokering deals with the money workers of that industry. So a lot of people know him, and he wants to start raising awareness about the industry and basically save the world, which is, you know, I'm down with that. And we're talking about production and podcasting and so on and so forth. And also talking about an opportunity that recently came along my line, which I don't know if I've mentioned this or not. If I have, I'm sorry, just sit tight. But so there's this company, Creolon Media, who produce podcasts or YouTube channels. And one of their YouTube channels is looking for a host, looking for someone, not like William Frakes or oh God, who was the guy who did Unsolved Mysteries? I forget his name, but not, you know, a face, a voice. So the voice to provide the voiceover for on June 16th, 1927, John Dillinger came to town, blah, 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 all of that stuff. So I auditioned and apparently made the first cut. They're going to let me know if this is going to be a regular thing, but this would be, you know, 3 or 4 a week, which again is not bread and butter, but the Real Crime YouTube channel has like 1.2 million followers. So that's a whole nother level of awareness of my voice getting out there. And it didn't really dawn on me. You know, it's just like, oh yeah, okay, cool. Be YouTube host. Great. No, I mentioned this. Benjamin's daughter goes online, checks out the YouTube channel, says they have 1.2 million followers, viewers. It's like, ah, oh, that's a whole different beast. And Benjamin and his daughter both are going, okay, how can you leverage 1.2 million viewers into, you know, whatever, an empire? It's like, damn, that did not even occur to me. That did not even occur to me. And it's like, I haven't thought, you know, they didn't use the word empire. That's my name. But that's kind of the implication, building a brand. Hey, boss. So we talked about that for a little bit, and it was just, whew. You know, I thought that way when I was building Archivos. You think in terms of brand, in terms of presentation, in terms of silos and all of that marketing talk. And it's like, huh, interesting. But it's not, honestly, it's not been a part of my cognitive loop for 6 years, 7 years. And I felt that knocking at my brain pan. I felt that mindset. And honestly, I don't know if I want it. I don't know. I genuinely do not know. I cannot say one way or another if it's something I want or not. I mean, I certainly could. It could be a lot of fun. Don't know. I've noticed when speaking with certain individuals, I don't think anybody that tunes into this, but that the world is parsed into these very discrete groups and mindsets and thoughts, and they are dealt with as separate entities altogether. And I have a hard time with that. Not the separation, but I have no delusions about how the world works, okay? But fundamentally, there is a commonality across all borders, all boundaries, certainly with humanity and the human spirit, I guess. I don't know. Morning. So, there's something about working with discrete groups. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying. I need to think about that more. I don't have time to, because I've already crossed way under the Broadway Bridge, and oh, okay, good. I couldn't see the light on the microphone. I was like, holy crap, am I still recording? But I'm way under the Broadway Bridge. So I need to wrap this up. It's Saturday, baby. The weekend has arrived. I'm going to go hiking up to Multnomah Falls, and I will tell you all about it on Monday. Got a date with Muse tonight. Gonna game with James on Sunday. It's a busy freaking weekend. It's gonna be awesome. So I hope you have a truly splendid Saturday and a fabulous weekend. I hope startling revelations shake the foundation of your being and cause you to reassess and evaluate who you are as a human being. Or maybe just some insights that give a little clarity to things that weren't so clear to you before. That would be lovely. That would be very cool. But however it goes down, gotta remember Brother Zig guiding us with his gentle, strong, gentle hand by telling us that despite everything, we can create. We can add to the world. We can build new things, new visions, new perspectives, new hopes. And I will tell you to love fearlessly, because when you're building with love, that's some solid brick and mortar, sir. God, what a metaphor. Yeah. You gotta laugh, right? And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Sunday. Taking tomorrow off, but I'll talk to you Monday.